December 13th, 1989. I am here in Clemson, South Carolina, interviewing Mrs. Bessie Reese. May I please have your full name and your birth date?
Yes, it looks fine. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Now, you don't want my
maiden name. Yes, please.
That's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, I have three names, because I've been married twice. I have been a husband do you want?
We'll just take the last one.
The last. Okay. Bessie Garvin Reese.
Were you born in Clemson?
No.
Where were you born? What were your
friends? Central.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you were born in Central. Who, what were your parents' names?
William Garvin and Martha Ann Garvin.
Okay.
But she was a saint, and don't you mad? You want her maiden name? I didn't know.
That's fine, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Do you know when they were born?
Oh, see, our old family by the house burned,
mm-hmm.
and we got destroyed.
Oh, that's a shame. Mm-hmm. Do you remember anything about your grandparents?
Mm-mm.
Not even their names?
Well, I know my granny's parents on my mother's
okay.
side.
What were their names?
John Sanson.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And your grandmother?
Martha Ann.
You don't remember anything about them? No?
I just remember seeing them when I was a little kid.
Little girl?
Oh, you see, I'm 91. See, that's been a long time ago. Yeah.
Do you remember any of your older relatives, your parents' brothers and sisters?
They were all dead before he married my mother.
Okay.
They died.
Where did your parents live?
6 miles.
In 6 miles? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Did your family own their home? Was it rented?
Well, as I can remember, and what I can remember, you know, way back in those days,
mm-hmm.
if you had land, and if you didn't know what you were doing, and your old boss that you stayed with, don't see if you're using that word.
Oh, no, that's
yeah. Cool. You know, you'd get in debt with him,
mm-hmm.
and he'd have you to sign the paper.
Mm-hmm.
And when my grandfather, and I'm going to tell you what my father said.
Okay.
When he went to Pickens to see about his land, he didn't have nothing. Those people that took all his land. All this land over here going to Daniels,
mm-hmm.
on the right-hand side road going to Daniels, mm-hmm. all that used to belong to my grandfather.
And it was his, and he signed a paper?
Yeah, they had him sign some papers. I don't know what kind.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I just heard my father talk about it.
Do you remember anything about the lives of your older relatives, about your parents talking about them, or anything when you were little?
Well, my father never talked about my grandparents. I never seen them, but I seen my great-grandfather.
What was his name?
His name was, his name was Free, they called him Free Joe.
Mm-hmm.
But his name, I would just say Joe.
Okay.
Because he was a slave.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where he was a slave?
Back over
in Pickens?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did your parents or grandparents talk about slavery?
My grandparents did. This one I'm talking about now.
Mm-hmm.
But my father never did.
And what did your grandparents say about slavery?
Oh, he talked about treatment, you know.
Were they treated badly?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a long story. You know,
I used to be, you know, just tell it just like you told me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But see, I've been sick so long.
I can't remember things like I used to remember.
It was a beautiful story. You know, we'd be in the field. And when we take a break, we, you know how you sit under, you don't know, sit under a shade tree, you know,
mm-hmm.
and he'd tell us stories, you know, about the way the white folks used to treat them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you know where your parents are buried, or your grandparents, or any of your relatives?
Oh, did I know anything about that? I've been in bed.
At where, ma'am?
Next church, by the Colosseum.
Okay, and are their graves marked with headstones? No? Do you remember any of the funerals from friends or family when you were little?
Mm-hmm.
No?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about marriages or weddings?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. What, on your husband's side, what families are you related to? Are there any still living family members from your husband's side?
My last husband?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, just one. And then a nephew there, he lived out there.
Okay.
Oh,
and what's his name?
Oh, my mother.
And he had a sister. She's in the restaurant.
Do you know her name?
Yeah.
Porter Fenway.
Porter Fenway?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. And your nephew?
David
Reese. Okay. What about your first husband? Are there any relatives?
Mm-hmm.
What was his name?
Son again.
What year did you marry Mr. Gant? Around 1960?
Yeah.
Did you have any children?
Yeah.
Four? Boys? Girls?
Then I lost one girl. Yeah, I did.
Which one?
Miss Lily.
Mm-hmm.
Lord Gant.
And they're also buried at the church up here?
Yeah.
Okay. And when did you marry Mr. Reese?
In 40. What day? What it was in 1940.
In 1940?
September. I don't know what the date was.
What did your parents do for a living?
Farmers.
Do you know what crops they raised?
Not like that.
Like, did they raise tobacco or cotton?
No. Cotton and corn, potatoes, and, you know, stuff like that.
And your grandparents were slaves?
Yeah.
Until? Okay. You don't, did they rent or share crops?
Yeah.
They rented?
Yeah.
They share crops. Did your older relatives ever leave the farm to find work anywhere? What about your parents? Did they ever go off your farm?
No, they just stayed up right here in the house.
Okay. So none of your family worked for the railroad?
Mm-hmm.
No? Okay. Do you remember what kind of jobs were open to black men when you were younger?
Well, there wasn't no jobs around here, but I had an uncle. She worked in the coal mines in Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember your uncle's name?
Well, we called him Uncle Fred, and I thought that was his first name.
Mm-hmm. His last name was,
And Will George Lattimore. That was an uncle of mine. Now, he worked in the coal mine. And that's all I know about.
What kind of jobs were open to black women?
Nothing.
Nothing? Mm-hmm. Maids or mm-hmm. servants or none? Okay. How did young black people earn money? Mm-hmm.
Cutting wood.
And then you sold it to the farmers?
No, we cut it for the land that you live in.
Mm-hmm.
And we paid you so much, you know. Cutting wood that way.
Do you remember where your family went shopping?
Central.
In Central? Mm-hmm. Do you remember the name of the store?
Morgan's. I think that was only store in Central.
Was it owned by a black family or a white family?
White family?
Did they buy for cash or credit? Do you remember?
Credit. Okay. That's where my grandfather lost his farm. You see, they thought over Santa. We're gonna have to be stolen. And I'm glad to live with him. He'll let them go over there and just get whatever they wanted, you know. This man would put it on the book.
Mm-hmm.
And when the end of the year come, he would be owing them everything that he made. And they just kept running on up like that. So when he wound up with the papers, he didn't have nothing.
Was he allowed to stay on the farm and keep working?
Yeah, just to help man work on all they know to do. But he didn't have nothing else to do.
Did your family buy clothing or make their own clothing?
They see men wore on the overall back in those days, also. And the women make their own clothes. They didn't do it, it was somebody else.
What kind of clothing would each person own? You said the men owned overalls. Would they own a Sunday suit or anything else?
Some of them had a dress suit. But most they wear overalls too.
Okay. Yeah. And the women? They would as well.
We used to call them ganghams. You remember that kind of period?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did your family raise their own food?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of food?
Mm-hmm.
What about meat? Did they raise their own meat?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of things did you have to buy from the store?
We didn't have to buy anything from the store. Sugar. We didn't use coffee. Sugar was about the biggest thing we bought because we raised our own flour, you know, the wheat,
mm-hmm.
the corn, they carried to the mill.
What kind of furniture did your family use? Homemade?
No. But, you know, back in those days, you didn't have nothing but a bed and a chair and a table. That's true.
Was it was it purchased?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, quite a few well livers, you know, lived near us. Lots of different nice things.
Do you remember any of their names?
I didn't. Haywood and they owned their own home, and they were educated people.
There was a school with black education in Santa Fe?
Well, not here.
In Santa Fe?
No. Not at this elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
But the college is all around Beaufort State, the Negro school. Because I have almost all of my people that went to college. And you name any of those colleges down there? Where you from?
Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Oh, brother, don't know nothing. And I don't mean that.
Oh, I know.
You know what I mean. Yeah. Benedict Morris College. Class and all that, just down Beaufort State, yeah, Columbia, round back in there.
Okay.
That's where they all went to school.
And was it a free education?
No. And pay for it.
Does your family, or do you still own any of the, like, quilts or furniture from your parents?
It all went from here.
Excuse me? It all?
All he got from here.
When your parents' home burnt down?
Mm-hmm.
When?
Oh.
Were any of your older members of your family known for any special talents, musicians, storytellers, craftsmen, needleworkers?
The older ones.
Mm-hmm.
Any
that were around your age? Or younger family members?
No. I said that. Cousin, my mother's sister's son.
Do you remember his name?
It's Alexander. Mm-hmm. He was a doctor. And his father was a pharmacist. And,
do you remember his father's name?
George. George Singleton. And that's just about all I know about those older ones, you know.
Mm-hmm. What about the younger members?
That would be my, you getting into my family.
Mm-hmm.
My sister, she has a daughter. They live in Cleveland. She's a lawyer.
Her name? Her married name?
Emma Lou Harrington.
Mm-hmm.
She was a Dawkins. And she married. She was a musician. She died two, 3 months ago.
What was her name?
Ruth. Which is her first name. And she, her mother was a garden. And she married McGee.
So she was Ruth McGee?
Mm-hmm.
And she's buried?
No, she's buried right on top of it. And John Singleton, and I'm telling you about, yeah, they told me I don't be able to tell.
Mm-hmm.
Kim was the one.
Hardy Hall? He worked at Clemson in the university?
Yeah.
Hardy Hall, the old chemistry building, it's still up.
On the right, coming, going down there.
Same place.
But he was a carpenter.
And how is he related to you?
My grandfather.
Okay.
That's about as much as I can remember.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember hearing any members of your family talking about good times or hard times before you were born?
I can tell you about the good times and hard times.
Well, go ahead. Let's bust it.
I'm just kidding. Do you know anything about slaves? I know
a little.
You do. Yeah. And you know just about how they treated them.
Mm-hmm.
You know about that. Mm-hmm. Well, now, my father, he was kind of lucky. He never was drove and beaten like the lots of them. Like I used to hear my old great-grandfather talk about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They were good to him.
Do you remember the White family's name?
Mm-hmm. They was Garbage. Originally, we were Williamses. But if these people got you, you had to go in their name.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. But we were supposed to be Williamses. But we had to go in. The people used to call him Old Master.
Mm-hmm. Where were the Williams from? Were they from around here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had Daniel, maybe 6 miles on range around that,
mm-hmm.
in that neighborhood.
Did they ever talk about any type of natural disasters, floods, tornadoes?
Yeah. No, we didn't. We didn't have those same things. They were not really that.
Yeah. Do you remember anything about any illnesses? I know there was a flu epidemic in like 1917 and 1918 that was supposed to be real bad.
1917.
I think that's the one that was.
17. Yeah, see. That's during World War. It's a lot more than World War II.
Civil War II.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that. My husband had flu. And back then, people wouldn't come to your house if you had flu, they were afraid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember I used to go to the woods and cut wood and haul it. People scared to come to the house.
Do you remember anything else about illnesses when you were younger?
My life was.
Did any of your family members die during the flu?
No. But my mother, they said, you know, back in those days, doctors, they didn't know that about things like they do now.
Mm-hmm.
They said she had, they used to call it consumption. You remember that?
I've heard about that.
Yeah. Well, that's what they said. She had, and that was 19.
Yeah, when I was
all ages, the doctor said.
Did any of your family members serve in World War I?
You're talking about my family?
Mm-hmm. That was right when you first got married?
My children were
in
service.
In World
War II? You want that far back?
I mean, like your parents or your older?
No.
No?
No.
Which church did your parents attend?
ABL. Baptist Church.
Did anyone in your family belong to a different denomination? And all your family went to the same church?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember who the minister was in your church?
Williams.
As far as I can remember. I don't remember my mother there, but Reverend Williams.
That's the first one I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What do you think called his name?
When the first church first started, you know where furniture stores out on Salmon Road?
Mm-hmm.
Right there. Mm-hmm. That's where our church started. A white lady there from the members, piece of land, they built the church there. And those, and they got graves out there, and they done built the houses and things over. I mean, you know, what Landers place is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right there. And they used to have a, they didn't have a church, they just built, I see them talk about it,
mm-hmm.
a brush harbor. And that's where they had the meeting. And then later on, where the church is now, that land was given to them. I don't know, Jim Benson could tell you all that. I couldn't tell you that.
Jim Benson, and this is the old books from the church?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think of it.
Well, the secretary might have them. I'm almost sure she do.
Do you know her name?
Well, I see she's new, and I think they got a child's name. And then I don't work at a church like I used to. I don't keep up with things.
This is the church that's right out
mm-mm.
here?
Mm-mm. Well, not at the road.
At the road?
Mm-hmm. We named Central.
Okay. And it was Mount?
No. Abel.
Abel.
Abel Baptist Church.
Abel. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you know where the minister lived? Did he have a house that belonged to the church?
Yeah, way back then when I was mm-hmm. young. We lived in Seneca. No, he didn't have a house. He lived in Seneca. He was praying running through there then.
Mm-hmm.
And he just had one Sunday a month. It would be the first Sunday he had Golden View. Second Sunday they bet.
Okay.
And you come up on training.
And this is Pastor Williams?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know anything about what kind of training he had to become?
He was a officer. He was I'm not sure or not, but I think he was a school teacher. I'm not sure, but I think he was. I know Reverend Bob was. He used to pass out there.
His last name again?
Reverend Fox, William Fox.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Were there any other churches that were important around here?
Well, now, the House of Prayer. We right here on the hill, but they even, they haven't been long gone in there.
Mm-hmm. Are there any churches that are no longer here?
Mm-hmm.
And they had, your church has a cemetery, but the graves aren't marked. You want to say that?
Yeah, lots of things are marked.
But there's a lot that aren't.
Yeah. We have a great big part, maybe she had that church out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in those days, people didn't know. Buy tombstones. Well, they wasn't able.
Mm-hmm.
And they would get an old rock, you know, and carve it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
What would that funerals like?
Well, just like it is now. Mm-hmm. They just carved those old rocks out, I guess. My father carved my mother's grave out of a flat rock.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this younger generation coming on, you know,
so her grave's not marked in. Do you remember where it is?
Yes, but I can.